Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Goldberg dictating an endoscopy report on Rafael Soto. Date of birth 5/24/1965. Date of procedure November 22nd, 2023. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Goldberg. Referring physician is Dr. Yohan Arawahu Gonzalez. Procedure performed is esophagogastroid rhinoscopy with biopsies and colonoscopy with cold biopsies and cold snare palpectomy. Indication is hematemesis, comma, melanoma, comma, screening for colon cancer, comma, abdominal pain, comma, GERD. Description of procedure, informed consent with the same period, possible complications of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing lesions such as a malignancy, well explained to the patient. The patient was brought to the endoscopy suite, placed in the left lateral position for the adjusted anesthesia service, monitored with anesthesia care period. A well-lubricated Olympus video gastroscope is introduced into the esophagus and advanced into direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum period. Careful examination is made of the duodenum bulb, second portion of the duodenum, stomach, G-junction, and esophagus period, a retroflex view is obtained in the cardio period. Air resection from the stomach, pleural gastroscope period. The patient was then turned around in the left lateral position. At period, as usual, rectal exam is normal period. A well-lubricated Olympus video colonoscope is introduced into the rectum and advanced into direct vision to the cecum, which was identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice, ileocecal valve, and confluence of the pulse period. The terminal ileum was examined. Period. Careful examination is made of the TI, cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigmoid colon, the rectum period, a retroflex 2 is obtained, the rectum period. Boston bowel prep score was 7, 2-2-3, period. A retroflex 2 is, the patient tolerated procedure well without any complications. Findings at upper endoscopy, number 1. Unremarkable proximal and mid-esophagus, next line. Z-line was regular at 38 centimeters from the bite block. Next line, there was evidence of mild LA grade A ulcerative esophagitis. Next line, there was a Patton-Schatzky's ring. Next line, there was a questionable, very small, approximately 1 centimeter hiatal hernia. Next line. There was evidence of gastric erythema and some erosions noted at the antrum. These areas were biopsied for histology in separate containers, the antrum in one and the body in the other. Next line. There was a healing, approximately 1 centimeter duodenal bulb ulcer, Boris class 3, with no evidence of any bleeding or recent evidence of bleeding, comma, clean-based period. This was biopsied for histology. Next line. Otherwise, the duodenum to D2 was unremarkable. Biopsies were obtained for celiac disease. Next line, at colonoscopy. Next line, Boston bowel prep score was good, with a Boston bowel prep score of 7. Comma, 2-2-3. Next line, the TI appeared unremarkable. Next line, there was an approximately 10 millimeter hepatic flexure polyp that was removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there were three diminutive rectal polyps that removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was internal hemorrhoids. Grade 1 non-bleeding. Next line, left-sided diverticulosis was noted. Next line, plan. Continue PPI daily. Please take 30 minutes before breakfast. Next line, follow biopsy pathology. Next line, recommend increasing fiber in the diet and adding fiber supplements as needed. Next line, recommend repeat colonoscopy in 3 years pending PATH.